So I did in Israel. I played Jean Valjean in Israel for 3.5 years. Opening night, Cameron McIntosh, the world producer of Les Miserables, comes to Israel to see the show, and he loved it. He loved it so much, he offers me the role on Broadway. He said, Dudu, I'd like you to come on Broadway. I said, I'd love to. There's nothing I'd like to do more than playing Broadway, but I have a little problem. He said, what's your problem? I said, I can't play Friday nights and Saturday matinees. He said, why not? I said, it's a long story. He said, let me think about it for a couple of days. 2 years later, he calls and he said, Dudu, come on over, the role is yours. So here I am for the first time backstage on Broadway, and I am so nervous. Not only because now I have to do the show in English, of course in Israel I did it in Hebrew, but it's the other members of the cast. How are they going to accept me? I'm different. I'm wearing a yarmulke, and I'm not eating everything everybody eats. I'm not drinking everything everybody drinks. I'm different. How are they going to accept me? And I'm walking up the stairs to my dressing room, and the moment I saw my dressing room, I knew I came to the right place. On the door, in big golden letters, it said, management wrote on the door, Dudu. No, they said, we're not going to put Dudu on Broadway. It's David Fisher. David Fisher, Jean Valjean. And underneath, in smaller letters, management wrote, Friday nights and Saturday matinees, Shabbos Goy. They did. And then I did the show in London. It was great. And then they offered me the role of Phantom of the Opera. Well, but now I have new producers, and I have to explain to them that I'm Jewish and I don't work Friday nights and Saturday matinees. And Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av, Hanukkah, Purim. But there's one musical that I'd kill to do. All day long I'll diddle diddle dum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. All day long I'll diddle diddle dum. If I were a little bit rich. So about a year ago, they had a new production on Broadway of Fiddler on the Roof, and my agents called, and they said to my agents, now, we would like to do something different. Not the Tevye that everyone did. And they bring in Alfred de Emolina. Verstehst? Alfred de Molina is going to play Tevye. Now I get really nervous. And I called the producer and I said to him, listen, if you're doing something different, if you want to have something really different, and you call Alfred Molina to play Tevye, if I would be the producer, I told him, I would call for the role of Hodl, Gloria Estefan. And for the role of Yente, to make it real different, I would take Charo. And then that's how it would sound. If I am a rich man, chicka 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 boom. All day long champagne and caviar. If I am a millionaire, life is a fiesta. Chicka 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 boom. All day long, stack tequila and cigar. If I am a Spanish millionaire, I'm gonna take Maria from Andalusia on a Caribbean cruise. And on my yacht, you schmooze with the who's and who's. And then I'll take siesta, life is very best, in my castle in Capri. That's the kind of millionaire I'll be.
if I am a rich man. Chicka 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 boom. All day long champagne and caviar. If I am a millionaire, life is a fiesta. Chicka 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 boom. If you want to have some details more, talk to me mañana por favor. If you wanna be a millionaire, olé!